Well, this study of angels is so profound, we're going to give you some good stuff, so hang on.
All right, we're starting in New Testament. Now, it's time for the New Testament.
All right, here we go. All right, I give you permission. I give you permission, Barbara.
We're starting in Luke, and here in Luke 1, I want to bring to your attention the fact that both Zechariah and Mary, when the angel came to them to announce the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus, only 6 months apart, and I believe this angel was Gabriel. He was a very busy angel, but he's the angel of announcement most of the time in the Bible. He's the angel that announces things. And when he came to Zechariah and Mary, they felt free in his presence to talk to him and ask him questions. Now, your angel, you need to be careful about what you talk to your angel about, because remember, when Zechariah confronted the angel and questioned the angel, "How shall I know for certain that what you say is going to come to pass, for I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in age or in years?" Remember what Gabriel did, Darren.
Well, this was Gabriel. You know,
that's
it says
right.
That in Scripture. It was Gabriel.
You remember what he did? He says, "I stand in the presence of God, and I've been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you'll be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things come to pass." Now, if you show any kind of doubt, fear, or unbelief with your angel in a very real way, I believe the angels have the authority to say, "Hey, you, I'm going to discipline you here or correct you here for a moment," as Zechariah was disciplined for a moment.
Well, see, I believe that if the unbelief of Zechariah, and he had a powerful position as a priest, mm-hmm. had he spoken out negative words,
yes.
it would have affected the Messiah's coming.
I can see that,
okay.
Darren. I really
so the angel says, "Well, we won't change the rules. Mm-hmm. We'll just close your ability off here
for a few
to be
months.
Negative." Now, sometimes I think we need to pray this. "Oh, God, let the angels put their hand over my mouth before I say something negative and destroy some part of the vision you have for me to do."
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You know,
the angels
can't we do
can
that?
Keep guard over our mouth.
Well, they're
really
mighty
can.
In strength, performing the voice of the word.
Yes.
Well, if we knew in this study here, the implication is your words are so powerful, you're about to destroy something here.
That's right.
A plan of God. Or you're certainly going to impede it, or you're going to damage it.
I know
to keep you from doing that, we'll close your mouth.
That's right. Some of you who are listening, you need to keep a guard over your mouth, because your mouth is your worst enemy. And so it's important here, if you're finding that you're having difficulty keeping from saying these kind of things, ask Father God to bring your angel so that he can just close your mouth for a while. I mean, that might be good discipline for a while for some of our friends. Anyway, here in Luke 1, we have a tremendous chapter. And we see here when Gabriel then 6 months later comes to Mary and calls her, "O favored one, the Lord is with you," that Mary says, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Now, what's the difference between her and Zechariah? It is the belief and unbelief. She wants information from the angel. She wants to know how this is going to come about. Zechariah himself just didn't believe it at all. And so I agree with you, Darren. He could have said some very negative things that would have somehow changed the course of what was going on.
Now, Zechariah should have known.
He was a priest.
He was an old man. He'd studied
yes.
the word for many years. And when Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this for certain?" He was speaking there with fear, doubt, and unbelief, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe.
And
"For
Mary,
I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." Well, I believe that angel there was having this conversation with him and is saying, "I stand before the Most High God here. Now I am going to execute some power here. I am going to," and see, when we realize how powerful this angel is to be able to do that, that also tells us how angels operate.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And Mary was a very young girl. She was a virgin. She knew that the only way to have children was to have sexual relations with a man. And she was asking a question. She was asking for information. And Gabriel gladly gave it to her. Here he says in the 35th verse, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. Now, here is another example where these human beings just absolutely felt comfortable enough to carry on a conversation with a supernatural being from heaven, an angel. And I believe God wants us to be comfortable in this same environment here today as these two people were at this time. The angel said a profound thing, and many of us say it, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." She was talking to the angel. He had given her a word, and she said, "Be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Oh, praise God. And then we know the rest of the story.
Now, but what do you think her attitude was about this information she was receiving? Did she believe, really believe, that
Absolutely.
This was from God, this information?
Absolutely.
And then she said, and I believe that she didn't conceive until she gave permission for this conception with her mouth.
Yes.
She said, "Okay, I'll go with the plan.
That's right.
Be it done to me according to your word." And I believe many times we have been spoken to by angels and we didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I believe that we need to ask God, make me more aware of the spirit world here. And we try to teach this to people all the time, to say to them, the spirit world is ours. That doesn't belong to the spooky, evil spirit world. Mm-hmm. This spirit world is ours, and I believe when God said in Genesis, "I want you to rule, subdue, and dominate," that includes the spirit world. We need to be wise in the ways of the angels here.
That's
and
right.
God breaks that out for us, not just one or two times, but all through Scripture.
Yes, praise the Lord. And it's then Mary goes into the Magnificat, which is probably one of the most wonderful passages and powerful passages in the whole world. A word saying, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." This is her confirming that she believes. She absolutely believes what God has done inside of her and for the nation of Israel and the whole world. Now, in Luke 2, Darren, we see the angel of the Lord appearing before some shepherds who are tending their flocks out, minding their own business. This is the night that Jesus is born, and the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." And so many times angels come to people, Darren, saying, "Do not be afraid." That's saying to me, "I want you to be comfortable. I want you to feel at ease with me here." And he's saying, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, now you have spoken of hosts as angels, and this is where it's an angelic host, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Praise God.
Okay, now let me tell you why I believe that this doesn't happen more often. In Romans 8:6, it says, "The mindset on the flesh is death." And now you could also insert the word reason. We have been raised in the age of reason. We've got to see it written in the sky, written in the sidewalk, written on the wall. And we've said, "Well, unless I see it, I won't believe it." And what we're saying there in our ignorance is, unless I see it in the natural world, you prove it to me in the natural world, then I'll believe it. God is saying, if you're going to walk by faith, you're going to walk by faith. There's some things you're going to have to accept as real that you can't see with your physical eyes or sense with your physical senses. You can't measure it out in the natural.
That's right.
Okay, now we've been raised that way in this quote-unquote age of reason, which is anti the spirit walk. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that we need to throw some of that down and even ask God's forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord, for saying to you, "Well, I'm not going to do this unless you show me, because I'm from Missouri." You know, I've heard people say dumb mm-hmm. things like that.
Yes.
And I've said some of those crazy things myself. I think if you've been there, see, and you're asking God for more and more and more, God's saying, "Hey, the only way you're going to get this more and more and more you're asking for is to be more educated, more informed, with more knowledge of the spirit world. You're asking for things that I can't give you initially in the natural. It's going to start in the spirit and end up in the natural." And God spoke to me again this weekend. He said, "Darren, many things that you've wanted the key to manifestation for, you'll find only with the angels. They're the ones who are going to carry that out."
Yes.
So I have to trust God with things I can't see with my eyes and hear with my ears. I have to get it with my spiritual understanding. So here's what I'm saying to you that are listening to this message today. Back up and ask God, "Show me, Lord, where I have turned you away. I have rebuffed your advances. Because I just demanded to see it first of all with my eyes, or hear it, or touch it, or feel it. Or in other words, it had to be confirmed to me in the natural. Lord, forgive me, because I'm starting to see your initial confirmation is going to come in the unseen spirit world. I've asked for breakthroughs, and you've tried to tell me that you're giving me breakthroughs. You tried to tell me it was in the spirit world first, but I was so insistent, walking in so much unbelief, fear, and doubt, that I had to see it with my physical eyes first.